Deep Throat, The Easy Way by Sean Jameson. Introduction. Getting deep throat from a girl is a wonderful thing. Yes, it obviously feels fantastic and feels far, far better than a normal blowjob. But there is a more important reason why you should consider learning how to deep throat your man. It shows him that you are both sexually comfortable and sexually adventurous. The vast majority of men prefer a sexually adventurous girlfriend over one who's a prude. So before skipping this book, think about this for a minute. Do you want to become more comfortable with your sexuality and become more adventurous too? Or do you want everything to stay the same where you only have a few different moves that you use in the bedroom? I presume that as you bought the blowjob bible, you want to learn more fun and interesting sexual techniques, right? So please, please strongly consider using the information in this book to learn how to deep throat. To better lovemaking, Sean. Learning to control your gag reflex. Learning to control your gag reflex is 90% of learning how to deep throat. Once you can properly control your gag reflex, you'll be able to master deep throating with ease. But how do you control your gag reflex? The answer comes from a girl that I used to date. She gave amazing deep throat. She was the first girl that could give me deep throat without any gagging or coughing or twitching at all. I asked her a few times where she learned to control her gag reflex. She always replied that she never had one. Eventually, though, I found the real answer. We were lying in bed one night after another wonderful deep throat blowjob, and we were talking about learning new sexual techniques. She then started to really open up. I asked her when she started to learn how to deep throat. Her response was not as fun as I hoped, but it was very intriguing. You see, when she was younger, she was bulimic. After most meals, she would throw up. To do this, she would either use her fingers or a toothbrush handle to tickle the back of her throat and to trigger her gag reflex. After doing this for many, many months and years, her gag reflex started to get weaker and weaker to the point where she almost couldn't throw up anymore when she tickled the back of her throat. At the same time, she started to date this guy who was quite adventurous in the bedroom. One night, he told her that he wanted to try deep throat. She reluctantly gave it a try. She was expecting it to be awful, but because of her weakened gag reflex, she had almost no feelings of throwing up or gagging or coughing at all. She said the entire experience was actually really easy. So, what is the moral of this story? What can you learn from this previous girlfriend of mine? Well, firstly, it's not that you should become bulimic. The most important lesson here that I've taught many girls since is that progressive desensitization is the key to learning how to deep throat without gagging. In other words, in order to deep throat your man properly without gagging, you need to train your gag reflex. The scientific term is pharyngeal reflex, to relax and stop being so sensitive. The best way to do this is to slowly train it by stimulating it and concentrating on keeping it relaxed. How to train for deep throat, stage 1. To train for deep throat, you are going to repeatedly stimulate your gag reflex while at the same time trying to remain relaxed, calm, and trying to prevent yourself from gagging. For the entire exercise, you will need to breathe through your nose. Do not use your fingers for this exercise. Instead, use a peeled banana, it's best. It is firm but soft enough not to damage or hurt your throat. Make sure that you've not eaten anything for 4 hours before doing this exercise. You don't want to accidentally throw up. You'll want to be in a very comfortable and private place while trying this. This will help to keep you relaxed. But first, an important warning. Never push anything so far into your mouth or throat that you can't pull it back out. You do not want to choke. Okay, let's get to it. Open your mouth, then slowly and very gently insert the peeled banana. Eventually, you will feel it touch the back of your throat and mouth. Stop. Make sure that it is just about touching the back of your throat. At this stage, you may feel like gagging. That's perfectly fine. The key is trying to consciously control the gagging and also trying to stay relaxed while the banana is touching the back of your throat. Try to keep it in this position for up to a minute without moving it. Then take the banana out, have a little rest, and try again. This time, you may notice that it's just a little easier. That's the whole point. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Take 10 minutes every night or every evening and do this 5 to 8 times. Remember that when you do this, you are leaving the banana stationary in your mouth for up to a minute while it touches the back of your throat. Over a few short weeks, you will notice that it gets a whole lot easier to do it without feeling like gagging or coughing. As you find it getting easier and easier, you need to start pushing the peeled banana a little deeper and deeper into your mouth and throat. This will increase the amount of pressure on the back of your throat each time, which will in turn make you feel like gagging. Just remember to relax and to keep breathing through your nose the entire time. Eventually, you will reach the stage where even a large amount of pressure applied to the back of your throat won't cause you any problems at all. Stage 2. The next part is actually inserting the banana and then removing it as if you were giving it a blowjob. The alternating pressure on your throat can feel very ticklish and often leads to gagging. So like in stage 1, you need to start out with a fairly light pressure each time you insert and remove the banana. Then, as you get more relaxed, try increasing the amount of pressure you apply each time the banana is inserted. Just do this for 2 to 4 minutes a day, and you will find that the back of your throat will quickly start to relax and that you can actually apply quite a lot of pressure to it. Remember to do stage 1 first until you are comfortable with keeping the banana in your mouth, touching the back of your throat without gagging before attempting stage 2. How to deep throat in real life. Giving your man deep throat in real life is a little different. You may find it a little bit more nerve-wracking compared to when you were doing it to a banana. But don't worry, it's perfectly normal to feel a little nervous or worried. The easiest way to start giving your man deep throat is to slowly integrate what you were learning with the banana every day. So as you get more comfortable with deep throating the banana, start trying to take your man's penis deep into your throat every once in a while. If it is comfortable, then try going a little further. But if not, then just hold back and try it again another time after more practice on the banana. After a good bit of practice on the banana, you will find that you are ready and comfortable enough to give your man deep throat. I firmly believe that it's better not to make a big deal about it before you give him deep throat, as you don't want to put yourself under any extra pressure to perform. You might find that it's actually better not to mention to him at all that you were learning how to deep throat and how to give better blowjobs. Not only will this take the pressure off you, but your man will also be pleasantly surprised when you suddenly start giving him deep throat one day. I always recommend placing one hand on your man's stomach so that you have complete control over how deep you take his penis. Stage 3. Once you are totally comfortable giving your man deep throat and do it regularly, then it's time to take it to the next level. The best way to take it to the next level is to give your man more control. This means taking your hands off his penis and belly so that you no longer control how deep or fast his penis goes. Your man can then gently grab your head and start to mouth fuck you. You may not like this, but as with all sexual acts, it's always a good idea to try it out first and then decide afterwards whether or not you want to do it again. Your positioning. There are a number of different positions that you can make use of when deep throating your man. I recommend starting with your man standing. You need to be either on your knees or sitting on the ground. It's important to try and keep your mouth just a little bit lower than his crotch. Next, grab his penis and start giving him a blowjob as normal. You should have to pull his penis downwards to get it into your mouth. You should also be in a position where you need to raise your chin to put his penis into your mouth comfortably. Other deep throat positions. The layback. To perform the layback, you need to lie on your back with your head hanging over the edge of the bed. Your man is standing and enters your mouth. The drill. To easily perform the drill, you need to either be on your knees or sitting down. This is to put you in a position where your man's crotch is directly above your head. He needs to push his penis down so that it's pointing vertically downwards. You need to lift your chin so your eyes would be looking at the ceiling if he wasn't standing directly above you. He lowers his penis deep into your mouth and back out again. The most important thing about deep throat positions. You can use any blowjob position that you normally would. What is important is how your mouth and throat are aligned. When you are sitting up straight and looking forward, your mouth and throat are not aligned in a straight line. When you're sitting up straight and tilt your chin up so that you are facing the ceiling, your mouth and throat are aligned in a straight line. Aligning your mouth and throat in a straight line will make deep throating 10 times easier for you. So try to keep this in mind if you are trying a new or a different blowjob position with your man. When he comes. When he's about to come, make sure to take his penis out of your throat. You'll hear his breathing get a lot shallower and a lot faster, and he will usually start to moan a little louder when he is about to come. If you don't take his penis out of your mouth before he does come, then you're in for a horrible choking feeling when he does. It's perfectly fine if he ejaculates into your mouth though. And that's it. That's exactly how you deep throat without gagging. Please read the finer details of deep throating where I answer the most common questions I get. Finer details on deep throating. I produce a large amount of saliva when I deep throat. Is this normal? My advice. Producing huge amounts of saliva is perfectly normal when deep throating your man. You will actually be surprised at how quickly and how much of it you produce. There is no way to prevent or stop this, so don't worry about it. The great advantage of this extra saliva is that it acts like a natural lubricant for your blowjob, making it a much more enjoyable experience for your man. 2. How long does it take for my gag reflex to disappear? My advice. It depends. For some girls, it can disappear in a matter of days with practice. For others, they have an incredibly sensitive gag reflex, which can take months or in some cases even years to disappear and weaken. 3. I don't have a gag reflex. Is this normal? It's completely normal. A small amount of lucky girls are born without a gag reflex at all. 4. I really want to give my man deep throat, but I've never even given a blowjob before. What should I do? My advice. I've been asked about this a lot. If you've never ever given your man a blowjob before, then don't even think about giving him deep throat yet. It's an advanced technique. To give your man deep throat, you need to be quite comfortable with giving him a regular blowjob. So read the blowjob Bible and learn how to give him a great blowjob first, and then come back to this book. 5. What position is best for deep throating? My advice. It's entirely up to you. However, the easiest deep throating positions to do without gagging or throwing up are the ones where both your mouth and throat are aligned in a straight line. 6. I don't want to deep throat my man. Is this a problem? My advice. The short answer is that it's not a problem, but unfortunately, sometimes it can be. My long answer is what I strongly believe. Just by trying something new, by being adventurous and willing to do something that you or your man have never experienced before, like deep throating, you're setting yourself apart from all the other girls, which is a really good thing. But when men cheat on you and have sex with someone else, it's because they weren't totally satisfied with you. If they were, then they'd have no need, want, or desire to have sex with another girl. It's not something that you want to hear, but it's actually the truth. So you have to decide. Would you prefer to learn how to deep throat your man and keep him fully satisfied in the bedroom? Or would you prefer to just keep doing what you were doing and risk your man getting bored and becoming unsatisfied with your sex life and potentially cheating on you? In the long run, I firmly believe that learning how to deep throat your man along with other sexual techniques will help massively to keep your man sexually satisfied and faithful. He's also more likely to return the favor too. 7. If I become bulimic, will it make it easier to deep throat? My advice. Do not become bulimic ever. This is incredibly dangerous to your health and well-being.